Sunday's commemoration of D-Day will be the first time a German leader is taking part. Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder says that means for Germany, World War II is finally over. Apart from the parades and flyovers, Germany's veterans are staging their own quiet remembrance of those who fought and died above and behind the beaches. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Normandy.
German war cemeteries are different. Unlike the burial places of the American war dead, there are no white crosses reaching skyward in victory. At these German war graves in La Combe, there are more unknown soldiers than in most Allied cemeteries, and there's no identification by army unit, making it hard to find relatives and comrades. Among the 21,134 men buried here, 80% died aged 20 and under. Their squat, dark gray crosses are scattered in small groups under oak trees. Tour guide Ulrich Hattenburg says each German cemetery is adapted to the local terrain.
The nature has a different role to play in this cemetery. She has to cover with her great arms like the Mother Earth and participate in the mourning and help this more difficult mourning, because the soldier, they stand on the worst coast. We are fighting for a crazy regime.
The mourning is equally subdued among the handful of vets aboard this tourist bus, sitting out the gray drizzle in front of the graves of their fallen comrades. When former members of Hitler's war machine commemorate their Battle of Normandy, they can't wear rows of medals or drive jeeps through grateful, cheering crowds. The German veterans want this to be a low-key pilgrimage. Some of them have bitter memories, like 81-year-old Leo Stoffens, who remembers how his division suffered under relentless Allied bombing, which flattened 95% of the nearby town of Saint-Lô, killing occupying soldiers, but also hundreds of French townspeople.
What they did was stupid. It was unspeakable. But we would have done the same thing if we'd had the planes. To be honest, I'm happy about it now, because our government was a dictatorship.
82-year-old Thilo Nungesser, whose panzer division raced to the coast on news of the Allied landing, has to correct himself in mid-sentence as he explains why he came here.
I come to for the celebrating of the 60th anniversary of the invasion, no, liberation.
Why do you make that distinction?
Liberation for all, also for us.
At the official ceremony, flowers are set in front of a giant mound of earth, the tomb of the unknown soldier at La Combe. The German veterans and ambassador have already laid wreaths in Allied cemeteries. There are no German flags waving here, although a French veterans group stands in a semicircle with their battalion banners. The crowd of 400 or so includes the military attachés of NATO countries, local dignitaries, townspeople, and Helma Bausch, sitting in a wheelchair. She's come to honor a man killed before she was born, her brother and namesake, Helmut, who, she says, died at age 18 during the Allied landing in a war he never signed up for.
At the local city hall, a man of the Nazi regime made my brother sign a blank piece of paper, and a little later he received a notice saying he had volunteered to join the SS. He was tall, with blonde hair, and maybe they wanted him for that.
As the ceremony ends, the French marching band plays the European Union anthem. All the speeches have one theme, of never forgetting the past, while building a united Europe with France and Germany at its heart. A local retiree has brought yellow flowers, which she worries won't quite match the thousands of white ones already set in front of the graves. But Nicole Hébert, who for years has paid her respects at the graves of fallen Allied troops, says this year she thought it was time to remember German soldiers too.
Well, simply put, we venerate our liberators. But I think we must not forget what happened, that many of these German soldiers were conscripts and very young. So we have to keep the memory alive for our grandchildren. I think that this year Germany had to be invited to official events. In Europe, we must look ahead to the future.
Not all the locals want to come and lay wreaths here. There were brutal executions and other atrocities committed by the SS as the Allies landed. But the official welcome and the local ceremonies suggest that in Normandy now, there is a feeling that the past, like the thousands of men buried here, must be laid to rest. Nick Spicer, NPR News, at the Lacombe Cemetery in Normandy.